Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
God. Glad to see each and every one of you here this morning. You're looking so good. Want to welcome Jim and Arlene back. So good to have you in service this morning. Oh, let's open up with a word of prayer and go into our praise and worship. Brother Lynn, would you open us up, please?
We welcome you here today, Lord. We ask your Holy Spirit to fill this church, Lord. Bless each and every one. Lord, bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory, Lord. Lord, put your hand out and guide us and keep us from evil. We'll give you the glory, we'll give you the praise. We love you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Woo!
We say, I want to sing. Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men can see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men can see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see. We want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see. We want to see. We want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see Jesus lifted high. A banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that we can see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see. We want to see Jesus lifted high. By step we're moving forward, little by little we're taking ground. Every prayer a powerful weapon, strongholds come floating down and down and down. We're gonna see Jesus lifted high. We're gonna see. We're gonna see. We're gonna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see. We wanna see Jesus. We wanna see. 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 We wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see. We wanna see. We wanna see Jesus lifted high.
For me, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me.
This morning. We got a lot of needs. Of course, remember to keep our church and the church growth in your prayers. Miss Norma Lyons was admitted into Memorial Hospital last night, room number 2083. And Brother Larry, would you like to give a report on how she's doing or anything that they may have found out?
Her white cells are way, way, way up. So her body is spiked off an infection sometime. We're trying to figure out what's going on. Folks are going to hold up one
today. Would you like?
Hopefully we'll know more today.
Okay. So remember her in prayer and Miss Bobby, your sister. What was her name again?
Vita.
She is in the hospital up in Tifton, Georgia. And she said she may get out on Monday, but they don't know yet. So remember her in prayer. And Miss Aretha, hospice has been called in on her. How's she doing? Have you heard?
She said she'd be texting me because she just can't have company right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't gotten a text yet. So I
chased
it.
Now, Miss Denise, just a second, please. Miss Denise said in church Wednesday night that she asked Miss Aretha how to pray. What was her
desire?
How to pray. And she told Miss Denise that she's just at peace and ready to go be with the Lord. Now, to any of you that know Miss Aretha, that is really difficult for me to accept because she's such a sweet person, but we all understand when you're not feeling good and you're in pain and you're at peace with God, you're just ready to go be in glory with Him. So pray for her and keep her in mind. And keep Leanne and Dylan in your prayers. They went up to Michigan to see his dad and his grandfather, Darren and Russ. Did I say that? All right, get it right? Okay. All right. And Arlene, you're on the prayer request, but you're in church this morning. Thank God. Yes.
Not
okay, absolutely. And John, how about John?
He's holding his own.
Yeah, he's not able to work, but they say, from what I understand, he won't be able to work anymore.
Okay.
He's on a heart transplant list.
Okay. And Brother Bill Carr, we're praying for you and got you on the prayer request for what you're going through with your needs right now. And Brother Lynn and Sissy, I know y'all have been going through it.
She's still, her sister's still having the same problem. Matter of fact, yesterday, blood pressure went 220 over 90, which is borderline stroke. And then the four doctors, four different medical companions. I don't know.
Thank you.
Mom came on for about 2 or 3 hours yesterday and then she went back.
So, a lot of needs before us this morning, church.
Miss Avis.
I was just going to say about Miss Aretha.
Yes.
She said the other day we were talking, and she said, "What part of the most is not to be able to come to church?" I told her, "Don't worry about it. We'll bring church to come."
Amen.
Wow.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
And there is some CDs. I put about 20 CDs out on the table, but I noticed that they're going quickly. So get them while they last, and I'll try to get some more made. Anything else?
Yes, we have a member that has a birthday this month. Save us.
Oh, Miss Avis. And Lewis, you have a birthday? When?
Tomorrow.
All right. Well, we'll sing happy birthday to y'all two before COVID.
Their anniversary today.
Yay! Yay! Happy anniversary.
51
years. Wow.
Wow.
And then also, we do have a few changes. The bread ministry, if you have any need for the bread ministry, or you know anybody that's in need of bread, Brother Jim Maloney is in charge of that now, so just see him. I'm sure he'll be glad to give you a hand. Also, we're still taking up funds for the bread house over here, the old bread house. We need to get that taken down. It's going to be $7,500, and we just need to get that taken down because it's rotten out. It's about ready to fall in on us anyway, so we just need to get that taken down and get the city off our back. They've already said that it looks like an eyesore, which it is, so we just want to make sure that God's property is top-notch and looking its best.
Amen.
All right, well, Brother Bill, how about all these prayer needs? Would you pray for us this morning?
Father God, we lift up those who have asked. You said seek, and we will find. And Father, we are lifting up our family members to you. Our church is our family. We're asking, Father God, that they receive a touch, that you touch their lives. I'm asking, Lord God, that you heal, take them where you want them to be. We know that you will not take them beyond what they can handle, what we can handle. And Father, we know that we are weak, but we also know that you are strong. And we know, Father God, that there's nothing impossible for you. All things are possible. And we ask, Father, that you touch, lift, heal those people, touch their bodies, make them better than they were before. All things are possible, and we know that you can do this, Lord. So we'll get out of the way and ask you to take over.
Yes.
We thank you for loving us, for your generosity and your forgiveness of our sins. And we thank you for healing us. We pray this prayer, and we thank you for touching everyone who has a need and those that also want to fit up. We ask that you touch our whole body, Christ here. We're here for you, and we thank you for being here. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother. Will the ushers come so we can receive our morning tithes and offerings? And again, all visitors that may be here this morning, we want to welcome you. We're glad that you're here. Sister Donise, would you like to bless the offering this morning?
Father, we thank you so much for the privilege of coming before you today and to worship you with our tithes and offerings. It is a privilege, Lord, for all you have given to us. There's no way we could ever give back to you for all that you do for us every day. Every day, Lord, your blessings are on us. We ask that you multiply this, Lord. As you did the bread and fish, to multiply and meet the needs of the church. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen.
And I
praise. Glory to you.
You know, I remember a few Sundays back when Brother Jim, we were all up front praying. Brother Jim came up and he had an open heart that morning. He was really grieving and praying. And we all gathered around him and put our hands on him and prayed for your healing, that you'd come through that surgery as a miracle. And God answered that prayer. He is the God that healeth thee, people, this morning. Hallelujah. There is nothing God can't do if you believe him and lift your hands up toward heaven and expect it. Expect it when you cry. Believe it's going to happen. Hallelujah.
Praise
the name of
Jesus.
Thank you. Father, the Holy Spirit is here moving. I just want to continue worshiping this morning.
Praise you, Lord. Breathe in the Holy Spirit this morning. He's here, people. He is here in our presence. He wants to do something for you today.
Breathe in.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit.
The sincere I breathe. The sincere I breathe. The holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I this is my daily bread.
heart. You don't have to go out empty.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy.
Oh, I am the God that healeth thee. Why do you doubt in your heart today that I would say what I would do than what I said I would do? Oh, in the name of Jesus, do not let doubt and fear come in. But I said in my word that I am the God that healeth thee. And do not doubt in your heart and reach out to me today. I am here and I will meet your need. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. He just enacted it. The people needed a healing. They needed a binding. They needed everything. They were scared to death. The Sadducees were going to kill them. And what happened? Call down the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit baptized them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they were all healed and in one accord, and they prayed to God and they thanked God. Why do you need me here to preach? All you got to do is pray and say, hello, come here, Jesus. Come here, Holy Spirit. Fill this place up with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and everything else is going to take place. And to prove that point, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Last Sunday we got 24. Remember we did the Jabez prayer and we asked for an increase? Today we have 31. Tell you what, Jabez prayer is working. Two weeks ago on Wednesday, we had 11. We prayed it. There were 17 this past Wednesday. The Holy Spirit is working in this church right now.
Brother Lynn, they were back to
32, 33. Hell, praise Jesus. I don't know what to do now. I really don't. I don't have any ideas. No sense in me sitting up here trying to preach something to just you right to see by your own eyes. I know this, that if you have a heaven-empowered, hell-shaking, wonder-working prayer life and bring it into this church and you need a healing and you need salvation, you need anything, you need us. We'll be here as well as the Holy Spirit. And I think the best thing that we can do, because I never preached a sermon after all the work was done before. That's supposed to come afterwards. Thank God. Let me tell you something. This is the easiest job I've ever had in my life. Holy Spirit preaches for me. If we're going to have this, and I believe we can have this every Sunday, and every, all through our lives, as long as we love one another, as long as we pray for one another, as long as we ask for the infilling of the Holy Spirit, this church is going to survive. We grew up against a lot of demons, like the first church did. The first church went up against all kind of demons. One of the reasons I was going to bring it, we prayed this Jabez prayer, and we start bringing and adding people to the, well, you know, then what do we do? We've got to do something. We've got to bless them. We've got to keep them. We've got to take care of them. We've got to nourish them. Peter and John actually did the first healing after Christ's ascension there. The lame man that was laid before the steps, asking for money. I know money, but I'll give you the Holy Spirit. And I'll help you to walk. I'll pray that you can walk. Well, that's better than money. We're going to do the same thing right here. We ain't got a lot of money. Probably no money most of the time. But we'll pray for you. We'll help you walk. And we'll do what the Holy Spirit tells us what to do. They're taking, I don't need this thing. The demons and Satan is doing everything it can to defeat the church. Taking prayer out of schools. Now they're trying to take prayer out the ball fields and the sports complexes, and not letting the group after the game circle and pray. They're just had a bombing last night in New York. So the mayor up there, he's so politically correct, he didn't even want to call it a bombing, and the glass is coming swinging down the street like, come on, man, grow up. We're getting bombarded on every side. We have to stay together. We have to stay prayed up. Because I can tell you right quick, it's not going to be long in Christ that's going to come down here. He's getting tired of this. The weather changed dramatically in the last 2 years. I've never seen it. I mean, where I'm from in Louisiana has never had floods like they've had at the places that they've had them. Never, ever, ever, ever. Spent all my life over there except for the time that I've been here. And it's never happened before. The weather's just all screwed up. The terrorists that are coming against us, we've got to stay prayed up. We've got to stay ready. And I can tell you, if you come to this church, you'll be ready. Because even if you stumble in and you're beaten up, Lord, we're going to pick you up. Let me tell you, in the old days, when they walked in the door, they got healed. Nobody had to do a thing to them. They just walked through the front door. Wouldn't you love to be a church like that? Wouldn't you love to be a church like that? Yes. Let me tell you something. We pray like we did and have been filled of the Holy Spirit like we had this morning. All they got to do is walk in the front door. And when they walk in the front door, the healing will come right on them. And it'll spread. They'll get rejoiced. They'll get healed. They'll get everything they need right there in this church. And I believe it can happen. God-driven. God's looking for somebody to take the lead. And it doesn't take one of these 25 or 30 or 50 million dollar churches that seats 15,000 people. It needs to be a church that has the Holy Spirit in it.
Yeah, that's right.
I know of a church right now in Louisiana, in Monroe. One of the prettiest things you'll ever lay your eyes on. Big, four, huge columns going across the top of it, three stories high, educational rooms everywhere, banquet hall, basketball courts. You guess it? I mean, theater seats. You come down. Guess what? A sale. Because it's empty. And they're asking $650,000 for a $10 million building, and they can't sell it. Millennials are not believing in Christ. They don't believe in Christ. They don't believe in coming to church. The younger generation, it said 54% are not going to church now. I was in service here in Vietnam. Never met an atheist. And these folks, they can all claim what they want to claim. They can all deny all they want to deny. But when that bullet comes across the top of your head, you're going to get on your knees and you're going to pray to somebody. You going to look for somebody to help me. Lord, help me. And Lord, it's usually the Lord. And like I said, I talked to a few of them, claimed it when I was in there. But that first bullet across the bow, they start saying, Lord, 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 help me, help me, help me. Why are you asking for the Lord to help you? Well, ain't nobody else. Hello? Hello? Thank God for this church. I'd like to ask you to continue your Jabez prayer. Remember, we were going to do it for 30 days and see if we could double. Oh, we're getting close to doubling it in the first week. We went from 24 to 30. Almost 34, 33, something like that.
Yeah.
We're almost doubled. One more week, and we may have already doubled. That's how good the Holy Spirit is. That's how true He is. And when you can believe anything that He says, and you can rely on anything that you ask for, because He'll do that for you. And if you need a healing, all you got to do is ask. If you need help, all you have to do is ask. We'll be there too. I'm going to end this right now. No need for me to keep going and preaching something you've already seen. Pray that the Lord blesses you, takes care of you, leads you, guides you. Until next week when we see you, maybe Wednesday we'll see you. You get somebody new preaching. I think that Dunny's, aren't you going to be preaching this Wednesday? Well, praise the Lord, we get a blessing to see.
I have a message on
it. I'm
classified as preaching.
Lord, I don't know what that word means. Didn't know what it was until I heard one. Love you guys. I bless you. Have a great day, and we'll see you Wednesday or next Sunday. And if you need us, call us. We'll always be here.
Let's sing happy birthday to Avis, will you stand? Lewis, will you stand? And Jim and Arlene, will you stand? Let's just all notice them on their special day. Oh, Miss Arlene, you don't have to stand. I'm sorry.
Hello. Tuesday.
Martin, stand. Anybody else got a birthday coming up soon? Okay. Who? Okay.
You got birthday standing.
All right. Come on, everybody, on three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And Jim and Arlene. We'll see you Wednesday night, hopefully at 7 p.m. Come expecting something great. Amen.